This is the BBC, with the Daily Minutes podcast. Oh no, it isn't. I mean, this is the Daily Minutes podcast. This is, however, not the BBC.
I'm a bit late again. Let's keep things calm. Daily Minutes podcast number 1662 with today's bulletin, 28 June 2019. This is our bulletin for Friday. Daily Minutes podcast is a podcast in either English or Dutch, or sometimes a mix of both, on several topics with a strong focus on technical topics like amateur radio and shortwave listening. This podcast today will be in both English and Dutch. Deze podcast is zowel in het Engels als in het Nederlands. Today we will start with some info about changes in this podcast, which will be in both English and Dutch. After that, in English, we will start today with two episodes of the offshore radio station Radio Atlantis. We have no data today. Vandaag begint de podcast met wat informatie over de plannen rond deze podcast. Hoe hoop ik dat de podcast er over een paar maanden uitziet? Daarna is er het eerste deel van een tweeluik over de Belgische zeezender Radio Atlantis. At the moment I'm doing a bit of brainstorming about how the Daily Minutes podcast will probably develop within the next couple of months. At last, plans begin to take a bit more shape. As it looks right now, the plans for a new style will take form in approximately the following way. The podcast will go alternating between Dutch and English, so this will be clearly indicated in the title. No fixed pattern, probably. It can happen that two episodes after each other will be in Dutch, and then again one in English, or the other way around, for example, depending on available news items. I did consider doing the podcast partly in Dutch and partly in English, but for clarity, it's better to be able to indicate one language in the title of a podcast. Of course, there can be exceptions. There's my cat. It can be that both English and Dutch versions bring the same content, but that's not necessarily so. Probably the English podcasts will often have another subject than the Dutch language edition. If all plans go through, the podcast will contain the following subjects: ham radio news, often at the end of the podcast, to not scare off a general audience, so this is no matter of priority. Other subjects will be emergency communication and disaster relief. These are two topics I write a lot about as a journalist. A second main subject will be micronations and sovereignty. This subject possibly might only appear in English. In addition to that, I also want to bring new opinionating texts, the way I have done before in Dutch. Topics will be, for example, television and other media, the world of advertising, social media, not to forget politics and things from my daily life, including my two cats. It's a possibility that the new podcast won't necessarily be released every day. The reason for that is as follows. With the available time at the moment, it isn't possible to devote sufficient care to the podcasts. That was also the case before with the Daily Minutes on the amateur repeaters. But until now, I was satisfied with a lesser amount of attention for example, sound design and style of the language than I would like to have for the new podcast. What's often lacking at the moment are show notes, as are often added in the form of written text on the podcast website. I also want to add those to the new podcast. It's the intention to make things a little bit more seriously in the coming months. Something else that is new will be that I also want to include topics on the site, written topics, that will not be included in the podcasts. If it's feasible, I want to still have some short data at the end of the podcast. Well, that's in a nutshell what the plans are at the moment. We zijn momenteel aan het brainstormen over hoe de Daily Minutes podcast er in de toekomst uit gaat zien in de komende maanden. De plannen beginnen eindelijk wat lijn te krijgen, wat uit te kristalliseren. Zoals het er nu uitziet, zal de podcast Nieuwe Stijl er als volgt uit gaan zien. De podcast gaat afwisselen. Hoogstwaarschijnlijk zullen de podcasts in het Nederlands en het Engels ook gaan afwisselen. De ene dag Nederlands, de andere Engels, tenminste meestal. Dat zal telkens in de titel duidelijk worden aangegeven. Een alternatief is om de uitzendingen zelf deels in het Nederlands te doen en in het Engels. Maar dat is minder duidelijk dan uitzendingen die in de titel al aangeduid worden in één taal. Het is mogelijk dat hetzelfde onderwerp zowel in het Engels als in het Nederlands gebracht wordt. Maar het hoeft niet per se zo te zijn. Het is waarschijnlijk meer zo dat ik het ene onderwerp in het Engels breng en het andere in het Nederlands. Zoals de plannen er nu uitzien, zullen de uitzendingen uit de volgende onderwerpen bestaan. Zendamateur nieuws, vaak aan het eind van de podcast. Niet omdat dat een lage prioriteit heeft, maar omdat de podcasts ook voor niet-amateurs aantrekkelijk moeten zijn. Naast amateurisme ook over noodcommunicatie, calamiteitenbestrijding. Dat zijn twee onderwerpen waar ik als journalist veel over schrijf. En een tweede hoofdonderwerp wordt het onderwerp over micro, een tweede hoofdonderwerp. Of zei ik dat al? Het onderwerp over micronaties en soevereiniteit. Mogelijk dat die alleen in het Engels gebracht gaat worden. Daarnaast wil ik weer columns gaan schrijven zoals ik die eerder al geschreven heb. Deze hebben als onderwerp televisie en media, de wereld van de reclame, sociale media niet te vergeten, politiek en dingen uit mijn dagelijks leven, inclusief die twee lieve katten, waarvan er net al eentje behoorlijk de opnames verstoorde. Het zou kunnen dat er niet dagelijks meer een nieuwe podcast wordt uitgebracht. De reden hiervoor is als volgt. Met de beschikbare tijd is het niet mogelijk om voldoende zorg te besteden aan de podcasts. Dat was overigens bij de Daily Minutes op PI2NOS ook al zo. Maar ik nam tot nu toe het genoegen met mindere zorg voor bijvoorbeeld de geluidsvormgeving en de stijl van de taal dan ik voor de nieuwe podcast eigenlijk zou willen. Geen idee of dat werkelijk zo gaat gebeuren en wat dan de tijd is die ertussen zal zitten. En wat ik, of misschien niet toch wat in de dagen dat er geen nieuwe editie is gaat doen. Dat moeten we nog bekijken. Wat momenteel vaak ontbreekt zijn show notes, zoals die in de vorm van geschreven tekst op de site van de podcast vaak gebruikelijk zijn. Ook dat wil ik aan de nieuwe podcast toevoegen. Het is dus de bedoeling om in de komende maanden allemaal wat serieuzer de boel aan te pakken. Iets wat nieuw is, dat is dat ik ook onderwerpen op de site wil gaan brengen die niet in geschreven tekst, dus die niet in de uitzending te horen zullen zijn. Als het haalbaar is, wil ik bij iedere podcast aan het eind ook nog kort data mee uitzenden. Dat is een klein beetje een notendop wat ik wil gaan doen, maar het staat nog open voor aanpassingen. Atlantis here, Atlantis there, Atlantis in the air, Atlantis everywhere. To all the listeners of Radio Atlantis, this is Adrian van Lanschoot, the boss and the owner of the station, and we really feel very sad that we have to close. But on Sunday, the 1st of September, around 10 o'clock, we'll be in the harbor of, we arrive in the harbor of Vlissingen around 10 o'clock in the morning, and we stay there till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All Flemish disc jockeys and all English disc jockeys and all the people who helped Atlantis to make it a real fact will be there to say your last goodbye. Come to us and say last goodbye to us too. The coolest summer fun,
feel the hot fun. Atlantis' Flemish service is now over, and with Atlantis' Flemish service, when that died, a little bit of your freedom died as well, because Radio Atlantis is part of freedom. And, well, what would you think if your newspapers were totally government-controlled? What would you think of that? Well, it seems to me that the government of Holland and Belgium want your radio to be like that.
On the 1st of September 1974, the Dutch government brought their Marine Broadcasting Offences Act into force, making it illegal to operate or supply broadcasting stations on boats or structures off their coast. The British government had already passed a similar law in 1967, of which only Radio Caroline had continued to defy. Radio Veronica, unaffected by the British law, had been broadcasting to Holland since 1960, and in 1970 had been joined by Radio North Sea International. In 1973, Radio Atlantis joined the other boats anchored off the Dutch coast, with the intention of broadcasting to neighbouring Belgium, where a marine broadcasting law was already in force. The station was started by a wealthy Belgian businessman, Adrian van Lanschoot. Their program director, Tony Houston, explains.
Adrian would set up Radio Atlantis against the BRT because, first of all, he was knowing me for the time and from years. And so he asked me, what do you think about the idea? Can we put it, our ideas together and to set up Radio Atlantis? And I said, yeah. And so it's begun.
The original idea was to operate from their own boat, but as one was not available in time, it was decided to hire airtime on Radio Caroline.
I was in England together with Adrian Velansko and O'Reilly, because Sylvain Tak was not in between in the first moments of Radio Atlantis. It was together with the lawyer, Mr. Van Anschot, and Mr. O'Reilly. And it was in Post Hotel in London that we met each other the first time. And I think it was about 2 months before we started, in May or April, I don't know.
My boat wasn't ready at the time, so we signed for 3 months transmitting from their ship, and after that we planned to start with our own ship, but we didn't make it. We only made it in January, and we had to leave because Sylvain Tak bought half of the parts of the ship for an enormous amount of money, and I wasn't interested at all to go on with the same amount or a bigger amount, and I better start my own ship then.
As the station owner, Adrian Van Lanscott explained, the contract with Radio Caroline was for 3 months. Radio Atlantis began operating from the Caroline ship Mi Amigo on the 15th of July 1973, with Atlantis's Flemish programmes from 6 in the morning until 7 in the evening, when Caroline's own programmes started.
We have had a lot of publicity in all area here, also in Brussels, and it was Adrian together with certain Tony Blumen, who was very well known in this kind of business. And it was so that that we have had a lot of publicity before we start.
Well, I read it in the newspaper. 2 months before the final date was planned, that Radio Atlantis would broadcast from a ship in the North Sea. So I read it, and I believed it. There were a lot of people who didn't believe it. So I had also an argument with a friend of mine, and we had a bet about it. So I had to check out from who the article in the newspaper came. So I had a lot of phone calls to do, and finally I landed by Adrian Van Lanschot. So he lived in Aardigem, and I went to Aardigem, and we had a talk there, about DJs, programs, things like that. And then for me it was final. I believed him from the very start. And so I also made a tape for Van Lanschot, for the station. And I think he liked it. And so he called me. And so I went to Radio Atlantis.
That was Luke Van Capellen telling how he started with the station. All of the Flemish programmes were pre-recorded at studios in Oostburg and sent out to the ship. Sometimes, due to bad weather, the programme tapes didn't arrive, so Caroline's DJs stood in, either live or by playing old Atlantis tapes.
And thank you, Radio Atlantis, for a very pleasant day's broadcasting, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. A message for Charlotte and Buster at the office. The programmes for Radio Atlantis 279, 280... 281, 282, 283, 284, 285, 286 and 287 are required for Friday's transmission. Good news, the Deutz is now working, and thanks to the captain and the engineer, we now have a full working engine in our ship, and it's all going very well. Radio Seagull will be with you tonight at 9 o'clock. Till 5 a.m. Thank you.
Radio Atlantis, set them up.
Jimmy Helms, and I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
What a blue safety, mate. Moet Carnaby zijn.
In de Buitere Boutique van de Benelux.
Carnaby!
This is Radio Atlantis. Last at 9, live uitzending from Radio Atlantis. Enu precies.
Andy Archer, broadcasting Atlantis from the Mi Amigo. Tony Houston, as program director, was responsible for the Flemish DJs and remembers how they were chosen.
The DJs were chosen first by Adrian or by me personally, the friends or the guys we know in the area. And they make an audition tape, and so we choose the DJ by the voice or by the things that they talk about.
Goedemiddag, beste vrienden. Dit is Radio Atlantis op de 385 meter in de Middengolf. Een nieuw geluid in uw radio van op de Vrije Noordzee.
We were the first. It was Peter van Dam, so Tony Houston, who was the leading of the programs. And then we had in the very, very beginning also Mike Morkins. And then 1 week later came, joined us Joop Verhoef and Bert Bennett. So we started with six, and then Mike Morkins left us. So we left over with five DJs in the very beginning.
The mast on the Mi Amigo collapsed on the 1st of October 1973, and a temporary aerial was rigged up. But on the 18th of October, this too collapsed. This was the last broadcast from the Mi Amigo. The three-month contract was up. A better offer made by Sylvan Tack had been received by Caroline for hire of their airtime. Sylvan's Radio Mi Amigo replaced Atlantis's daytime programs. On the 31st of October, Adrian van Lanschot purchased a ship for 50,000 Dutch guilders that had been previously used by Radio Condor, which he renamed the Janine after his wife. Tests started during November, but the ship was soon returned to harbour for further refitting. Tests were again carried out in late December, and sometime later changed to regular programming with a Flemish service in the daytime and an international service at night. Crispian St. John explains.
Well, originally Adrian wanted to have an English programme in the evening from 8 till 10. But I had this idea, I thought, why don't we run all the evening as English programmes? Because he had ideas of doing French programmes and things like that. So he dropped that idea because we weren't sure how strong the signal was going to be. And I thought, well, you know, easy to do an international service, you know. And he agreed that we could have the evening hours for an English language service.
We say it with music, music, music.
You are listening to the international service of Radio Atlantis on 312 meters, 962 kilohertz in the medium wave band. Vous êtes à l'écoute du service international de Radio Atlantis en petite onde 312 mètres 900.
As well as the English DJs on board the Janine, tapes were played of land-based DJs, Scott Mitchell, Dave Johns and Ray Warner.
When Steve was on shore leave, I decided to give him a ring and say, what about me sending in a tape? And you putting it eight, sort of one sort of day a week. And he said, great, good idea, send one over. So I thought to myself, oh, well, yeah, you know, great. So I sort of thought about it for a couple of weeks, didn't really do much. And then I decided to do a demo. So I put together a sort of a one-hour show, which sort of had the breaks for the news and a few minutes for commercials and things, and sent it over to Steve, not realising that he was going to put it out on the air. I thought it was just going to be a demo, you know. This is what I can do, Steve. What do you think? Let me know. Anyway, lo and behold, about 2 weeks later, I heard this tape going over the air and couldn't believe it that they were going to put my demo out. But luckily, it wasn't that bad, and it sort of was held together quite nicely with some comedy bits and pieces, and it just really developed from there. And I went on to do a one program a week on tape.
I have to fill out a new computer dating form. The machine wouldn't accept the old questionnaire because under sex I wrote, please.
It's Ray Warner.
And the beat goes on.
Steve was out on Radio Atlantis, and I just asked, as though perchance, what the likelihood of my being able to go out there and work for a bit were. And he seemed to think that they were fair, but he didn't seem to think that I'd like it much out there, so he said, well, you come along and try it for a week, and after that we'll discuss it further. I went out there for a week, that was back in April of 74, and thoroughly enjoyed it, and in fact, from then on, went back in May and stayed on more or less continuously until the station closed.
That was John Harding.
Oh, I must admit, I wondered... Oh, stop it! I wondered what on earth it was, and... Oh, just for laughs. I can't stop it now. I don't know what to do. That was Run Baby Run from the New Beats. And it's what comes of all these things falling around us in the studio. You find things in the studio that you never knew were there before. Anyway, if you have just tuned in, it's 40 minutes past 11 and you're on the Terry Davis midnight special for a Friday night.
Terry Davis remembers his first visit to the ship.
It was quite strange because I'd forgotten what it was like to be out on the sea, and the first thing that happened was I kept banging my head on everything. All the rooms are noticeably smaller, and all the archways and all the metal beams, and my head got to remember how it was on North Sea. I used to bang my head a lot on that. In fact, I can't forget my first sight of the Jeanine, because as I got on, Dave Rogers strode forth and said, "I haven't seen you for a few years." And that was the beginning of it all. In fact, that was not only the beginning of it all, but we didn't see another 10 over 3 weeks because it was so rough. I think that was just to remind me, because it was perfectly smooth the day we went out there.
Yeah, that's the trouble when you find one of these little boxes that laughs or makes funny noises. How to switch them off, that is the problem. Still, all is quiet. Did I say quiet? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Going down the road there from Roy Wood, the 33 sound, on this week's Atlantis Hotline of Hits.
Captain's log, stardate 2076. The Enterprise is now approaching the solar system. Mr. Spock has picked up some radio signals from the planet Earth 1.
It appears it would be logical to assume that the signals emanate from a humanoid life form, probably of very low intelligence, Captain, and are logically corresponding to roughly an ape man.
Okay, Mrs. Spock, let's listen on the monitor.
Hello there, Chris Benson John dropping in to remind you that tonight between 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll be along with music just for you. You should know the content of the program by now, so no need to tell you about that. Just an open invitation, just for you.
Captain! Yes, Scotty. We better leave the absorbent right now at what factor 9. The voice in the monitor is sending all the crew to sleep.
We're going to have an LP track now on Atlantis, and got the LP Caught and Sparked by Joni Mitchell in front of me. It's a very nice album, and I think I'll play a couple of tricks from this evening, and starting off with this one called Help Me, I'm Falling. And very nice too. That's called Help Me, I'm Falling. And it's from the album called Caught and Sparked by Joni Mitchell. And definitely have another track, or possibly two, from that a little later on in the programme. Right now it takes us round to 22 metres past 11 on a Friday night from Atlantis, 312 metres. And a good evening to you. Stay around, we've got world news coming up at 11:30. Right now it's Bad Company and Can't Get Enough. That's Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Lovely sound, that is. That comes from none other than Bad Company. And I keep on thinking that sounds very much indeed like Free, because, of course, Paul Rogers is in there, and several other members as well. And I've got one person looking through the glass at me who wants a name check, obviously, because he's on Snap, Crackle and Pop between 5 and 8 in the morning, and his name is Daddy Dave Owen. So having got that in, what we're going to do...
7 minutes to 8 o'clock, 7 minutes away from the Atlantis weather word at 8, of course, and every morning at this time, we normally try and squeeze in a frivolous fly. Ah, the first frivolous fly for this morning. Wait up! There's a fly in my soup! They don't care what they eat, do they, son?
And the latest score here at the big soccer match on the deck of the Janine, Radio Atlantis 40, other radio stations nil. Play is held up at the moment. The Radio Atlantis captain, Steve England, has fouled Don Allen and Andy Archer. When a seagull has just fouled the deck. The crowd are going wild. The free kick is about to be taken. Referee Paul Burnett is about to blow up.
Hand, wait up! What's this fly doing in my soup? It looks like the breaststroke to me, sir.
Debbie England.
Well, I mean, to start with, it was very rough indeed. But I think really once the worst of the winter weather was over, it got a lot better, and we were able to do a lot of painting and that sort of thing, and tidying up, and it became very nice. And in fact, Adrian was really, you know, generous to a fault. I mean, he even sent a plumber out for a whole week to build us a new bathroom, you know, on the ship, which was incredible.
There was no shortage of money to put things right. The ship itself was in pretty bad condition, really.
Yes, but we sort of spruced it up, didn't we?
Made it livable, anyway.
It was slowly being transformed. I remember a certain decorating method, which we used to great effect with a blow lamp. There were some wood panels all the way around the bridge, and by accident, I presume, you got this effect originally of just sort of burnishing the wood and bringing out the grain. So we went around burning up the ship and turning it sort of dark brown and painting all the surrounds mauve or purple. It was something quite horrendous.
Certainly, out of the four stations on the air, the offshore stations on the air at that time, radios Veronica, Caroline, North Sea, and Atlantis. Atlantis was certainly the poor man out of the four. The thing that impressed me most was the way that, despite the very, very limited resources, the station always had, to my mind, a very good sound. It sounded 1,000% better than the equipment and that would lead you at first to believe, because it really was very much a chewing gum and string put together station.
The summer sounds in the air.
Radio Atlantis.
We'll be back after the news with one Jarrow song and one Alan Price at number three this week. But right now, Atlantis 312 time is 11:30.
On the half hour, Radio Atlantis news.
Good evening, this is John Harding reporting. Mrs. Barbara Castle, Social Services Secretary, is still talking with union leaders, consultants and £1 million in development aid. Over half of this is to be spent on rebuilding the Suez Canal area. A fine sunny day is the forecast for tomorrow in most areas. Winds will be light to moderate and from the west. This has been Radio Atlantis News. The next bulletin will be at 12:30 this evening.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Radio Atlantic.
Money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will. Come on now, smile, get happy, yeah. Work safe and smile safe.
The studios on board were gradually improved. Andy Anderson describes the equipment.
Microsakey turntables, D202, RCA cart machine, and Revox A77 tape machines. Also in the news studio, we put a further microphone, and that was the news studio. And then in the very, very front of the bridge, which we had a little sort of recreation room, if people have a photo of the ship, that's the little curved bit at the front of the bridge. And we, about the first 4 or 5 feet of that, we converted into what we called the Casbah. And we used to get up there and get silently drunk and have a good time. And we also used to have a radio there where we used to tape the news from Radio 2 at the time and get it ready for the half-hourly news bulletin.
The Flemish programmes were recorded at Oostburg in Holland, as Luke van Capellen explains.
We had three studios in Oostburg for 5 DJs, and always taping 14 days in advance. We made the programs in the studios in Osberg, and mostly of them I did it at night. I remember I made 7 hours, one after another. So and that was from 10 o'clock till 7 in the morning when they began. So it was very hard working. One day I made the top 40, and I had number 29, I believe, or maybe 27, doesn't matter. A record I didn't have, but the boat with the programs had his regular time to leave Vlissingen. So that top 40 must have been done, when I say it's 2 hours to make the tape, it had to be done in 1 hour. So you can understand I didn't have much time. So I started the program, top 40, number 40, hello, number 39, like that. And meanwhile, Fred van der Bos, who joined us later, he had to run all the way down to the nearest record shop, that was about 6 miles further, then had came back in the hope that they had number 29 to record. So, he just came in time.
Jongens en vrienden, een goede zondagmiddag op deze 22 juli 1973 voor de eerste aflevering van Radio Atlantis Top 40. Uw DJ's vanmiddag zijn Luc van Kapellen
en Tony Houston
en een prima techniek van Joop Verhoef. En we gaan alvast naar nummer 40 toe, Jacques Lafont, Parlemi d'Amore.
Crazy, crazy. Nummertje van Mike Chapman en Nicky Chin, de heren die ook voor de suite schreven. En dat stond op nummer 39. En wat staat er op 38, Tony?
Wel, 38 deze week is binnengekomen op de Atlantis beter Top 40. Met zijn head en one and one is one. Allee, eigenlijk is het wel doodnormaal deze one and one is one. De nummer 38 met zijn head. En 37, Luc, komt er nog wat van?
Ja, dat is een heel gevaarlijke plaat. Die begint zo van, hey, sweet, and the Hellraiser.
Radio Atlantis is zo fijn, is zo fijn, is zo fijn. Radio Atlantis moet er zijn, moet er zijn.
En we geluiden van de beurs en dat kwam uit 1970, een nummer wat getiteld was Jesus is Just Alright. En dat laten we dus ook kennen van de Doobie Brothers. Ik heb ondertussen even bevel gegeven, luisteraars, om het batterijspoortje open te zetten. En het is hier bijzonder aangenaam op het moment, een beetje fris en zo. Want ik kreeg het een beetje warm ineens aan het begin van die plaat. En dat is ook vervelend natuurlijk, want we moeten nog een half uur er tegenaan. In de grote oude show, het tweede gedeelte van het programma wat dan heet de Gouden Uren van Radio Atlantis. Wat een naam, de Gouden Uren. Dus weer even verzonnen door op onderhum. Ja. Waar kunt u vanavond naartoe?
Nieuws op de Atlantis Drive-In Show.
Op zaterdag 17 augustus 1974 zijn we te Merendree naar aanleiding van een driedaags festival al daar in de tent Golvingen burgemeester Klaes. De aanvang is 8 uur en de DJ's zijn Tony Houston en Eli Prins. Voor boekingen en informatie bel 050 71 31 52, oftewel 031 24 34 64.
Goedenavond, hier is de Atlantis Drive-In Show. En dan hoor je zoiets, hè? Daar moet je wel even aan wennen, luisteraars, maar ja. 2:30. Geweldige sound nog steeds van de Royal Show met Weatherford. En dat heette dan de Huckleback. En daarmee besloten wij onze 3-1-2 toestand op de 312 meter. En dat dan ditmaal dus niet met de 3-1-2 matinee, maar wel degelijk met de 2 gouden uren van de Radio Atlantis. Iedere zaterdag te beluisteren tussen 1 en 3. Ik kan nog even wat vermelden bij die plaat. Dat was dus de single uitvoering, de originele, dus niet de LP uitvoering. Die ook te vinden is op de LP. Dus 20 Hits Crates of the 60s, geloof ik, heet die. Ik weet het niet meer precies, luisteraars. Ik dacht het wel, er staan hier zo ontzettend veel verzamel-LP's. In ieder geval, ik kan er nog wel even bij vertellen dat die plaat dus aan het eind ook terugviel. Dat hoorde u misschien wel. En nou, dat wist ik geen eens zelf. Weer wat bijgeleerd dan, hè? Ja.
Rob Ronda.
Radio Atlantis.
Meanwhile, back in England, land-based DJ Ray Warner had difficulties in making recordings.
It was quite funny, actually, because I never had two turntables in all the time of doing tape programs for Atlantis. I used to do them all on one turntable, which was a bit hairy, as you can imagine, because any DJ will know that to do a serious radio program, the first thing you need is a mic and two turntables. Well, I had the mic, but I didn't have the two turntables. I only had one. So what I used to have to do was to put the old razor blade in between every record. I sort of say, well, yes, that was the Moody Blues and the Question of Balance. And then there'd be a sort of a razor blade cut there. And then I'd go into, and yes, welcome along to Radio Atlantis, blah, 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 and straight into the next record. And that's the only way I could do it.
That's the sound of Labby Siffrey on Radio Atlantis' Solid Gold Weekend with Ray Warner, and a very good evening to you.
Hello, this is Lee Roth.
Dig, dig, dig this!
Radio Atlantis.
Harry Nilsson there, that's called Daybreak, and we're very honoured to have him in the studio this morning. Andy Anderson. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good morning, David. How are you?
You're up with a lark, aren't you?
Oh, I'm up with a lark, aren't you?
Well, I was, yeah. I went to bed early as well.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to bed early, actually.
No, I was just wondering why you were up quite so early.
Well, you know, I had to feed the minor bird and dig some potatoes up out of the deck, ready for dinner.
Of course.
And, you know, if I go up later, we wouldn't have any potatoes for dinner, would we?
That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yes, and pick your own strawberries we've got on the back deck.
Really?
Yes. Only they're out of season now.
Are they large?
Well, the back deck.
No, the strawberries.
As large as you make them.
I don't make strawberries.
You don't?
No.
Well, they are. This is getting ridiculous.
It is rather, isn't it?
6 minutes to ten, tell them.
You've just told them, there's no point me telling them as well.
Tell them it's 5 and a half minutes to ten now.
You tell them.
It's 5 and a half minutes to 10.
Okay.
So says Dave Ross.
Are you going sunbathing this morning?
Oh, I don't think so. It's too windy.
Too windy?
Too windy.
You're joking. I was out there yesterday in a 4.6.
You were?
I was, yes.
Yeah, you're Dave Rogers.
I found a nice sheltered place. It was quite nice.
Where's the sheltered place?
Well, in front of the hatch cover there. Or beside the hatch cover. In front of the bridge and beside the hatch cover.
Yeah, it's surprising quite how windy it can be actually out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's normally fairly windy out here.
It's nice and calm, just a mile.
It's not really windy.
We've got a fair bit of wind out here, haven't we?
Yeah, that's true.
We are hard done by, aren't we?
It's the same, really, if you're on the beach. It's normally quite breezy on the beach as well, because it's
not
exposed.
Not quite as breezy as out here, I don't think.
No, possibly not, no. But I wouldn't call it breezy today, not really.
I really can't understand, actually, why I've woken up so early today.
No, it's very strange. You'll be tired this afternoon, though.
Well, I'll probably go to bed this afternoon.
Yeah, you won't be able to do your program. Well, I'm going to play a record. I don't know what you're going to do, but...
Steve England was the program director for the English service.
You're listening to a test transmission from Radio Atlantis, and formerly you were hearing David Owens, but he's nipped downstairs, Stevie England up here. And if I lean over here, I can let you hear this.
Have fun this weekend where the action is.
Tube cross and the dials smile when Radio Atlantis hits the air for another fun-packed weekend. Saturdays and the Rebound Show between 7 and 9 presents 2 hours of solid gold.
Yesterday.
9 till 11 and the brand new hotline of hits. Then 11 till 1.
Scott Mitchell and Gabby Hernandez of Orlando in the Nightmare Affair.
1 till 3, and time to kick out the jambutties with Morning Music Base. And it's Sunday, and time to blast off between 7 and 9. And then at 9, request galore in the Dave Owens Stamp Collection.
You say it, we play it, it's a request.
Then 11 till 1, time to don your size 12 Merseybeat Beetle wig in time for the Beetle Spectacular. Tune in to the new wave of sun vibrations from the North Sea this weekend on the big sound of Radio Atlantis.
The summer sounds in the air.
Radio Atlantis.
We had a count up once to find out how what the average age was on each station, and we found that the average age on Atlantis was 21, whereas the average age on all the other stations was 30-odd or something like that. And we really sort of felt that we were pioneering in a way. When we got Atlantis going, it was both of our ideas, both Andy and I, that we should really make it sort of super poppy and super top 40 and very much like the early Pirates in the 60s, which we were both fans of.
Oh, I spoiled it all. I was going to speak faster than anybody else, and I spoke faster than anybody else, you see? So anyway, we speak slower than any other radio station. Andy? Is it not true that we play much less music?
I think that's so.
Yeah, more talking.
More talking, less music on 3-1-2.
Two. Where the action isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Where the music goes round and round backwards.
Right. Well, listen, is that obscene?
I don't think so.
I think we had a poll, didn't we? I asked around the station. I said, can anybody sing? Because I came back, I think, after 2 weeks or after a week, mm-hmm. and you were still there.
Yeah.
And we said, can anybody sing? And I remember Dave Owen said, I can sing in a very high voice, if you like. Go on, demonstrate. And he said, Atlantis is here! Atlantis is here! Well, no, that's not exactly the kind of thing we were looking at. We were looking at, said if somebody could sing, or even half sing, because I knew I couldn't and I knew Debbie couldn't, if somebody could sing, then we could take a record and get rid of the vocals and sing over it. And you said, I think I can sing. Take it away.
Well, I thought I could. Later on, I was proved to be a complete fool. It was rather funny there.
Because so
you found all the Beatles, albums, where the vocals were on one side. And if you took the one side out, then all you were left with was the backing track to the song. And so with some astute fiddling about under the panel, it was turned into a recording studio, with me writing words to famous Beatles songs, only the words were about Atlantis. I can't remember the words now. On the sea 12 miles off Belgium and all stuff like that. And we spent all night singing and then adding another layer and adding another layer and ending up with complete operas about Atlantis.
Atlantis on 3-1-2.
The famous Radio Atlantis archives are on the air. Radio Atlantis reactivates its spring-driven gramophone to play another dusty gem at 78 RPM.
Differences of opinion about programming and between the Flemish and English services caused problems.
I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.